I'm Paul Wegraff, Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. This week, we are talking to Lee Nelson, the Executive Director of Downtown Milford Incorporated, about the arts and local economic development and what the arts can do for communities, not only with economic development, but also quality of life. Welcome, Lee.
Well, I'm very glad to be here, Paul. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. For full disclosure, we actually recorded this before, but needed to do it again, and I appreciate your joining us once again. Lee, tell us a little bit about Downtown Milford Incorporated in general, and then we'll get into the specifics about the arts and how you see that fitting into really a renaissance in Milford.
Downtown Milford Incorporated, we're a Main Street program, one of eight in Delaware and 2,000 in the United States, that focus on economic development in very defined areas. Ours is a 40-square block in downtown Milford. We about 4 years ago, were branded as, became a branding of Rivertown, Art Town, Hometown, and that's what our focus has been, both on economic development and historic preservation. We're part of the National Trust for Historic Preservation. So those are the things that we do, and we've been very successful at it so far. In terms of the art side, that one of the programs that we're working on right now is our River Art on the Riverwalk Tour project, the acronym of which is ART, ART. And we finished phase one of that last year, where we had six boats that were based on the model of the Augusta, which was a yacht built in 1927, and used that as the model for a fiberglass boat of about 4 feet long that then we put out to have public professional artists decorate. And to focus on our Rivertown heritage, obviously the boat was built here in Milford, was found by the Laughlins in 2009 and restored, and now is back to being in her full glory, and she is actually here in Milford, the Augusta. So that's the Rivertown part. The Art Town part of it was that we have the public have artists, professional artists, decorating it. And then the hometown part is they're all put down along the Riverwalk. The object of it was what you had said earlier is we want to bring people into downtown Milford and give them more and more reasons to be here. We felt that the boat was a very good way of doing that. We've done six. We're working on six more right now. And then we will probably, if we can get the funding, do another six next year. So there'll be a total of 18. We found that the first six have brought people from New Jersey and Philadelphia have come down to take a look at them. The television program WHYY did a feature on them about a month ago that, as you know, broadcasts in Baltimore and Philadelphia and the northern Delaware. So we're very encouraged by that.
Now, tell me, you mentioned the National Trust for Historic Preservation. For our listeners' sake, give us a little bit of background about Milford and how the ships, you know, fit into that picture, and you know, what are the origins of Milford?
Yes, historically, Milford was one of the major shipbuilding industries in Delaware in the United States, and that was in the days when there were a lot of oak trees around here, so ships were built in this in-town. In fact, at one time, Milford had seven shipyards. We now have one still in existence of the Vineyard Shipyard owned by the Laughlins. So we still have that tradition. And therefore, shipping and ships were very important to the economy. And like many industries, it died. The last ship, I believe, was built here in about the early 50s. A major commercial ship was built in the 50s. So during World War II, there were subchases were built here, too. So that was always part of our tradition, and that's one of the reasons why our branding, we wanted to put the Rivertown side in there.
And what does it take for a community to have, is there an approval process for having a Main Street program?
Yes, it's a very rigorous one, in fact. You have to have quite a commitment to two things. You have to have a commitment to local economic development. You have to have, three things. You have to have a commitment to historic preservation, so you maintain your character. And then you have to have a financial commitment to it, that the people, both in terms of their time, volunteers, and in terms of funding, has to be in place before you're accepted. And then on an annual basis, you're reviewed by the National Main Street Center to see if you're complying with those requirements. And in fact, we just had our review about a month ago here.
And Main Street programs, by their nature, are, I would assume, collaborative. Could you speak to that and how, you know, who the what entities are involved in the activities of Main Street?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, they are. The collaboration is critical. If people and organizations don't work together, Main Streets can't function. And we're very fortunate here that we have strong support from the city of Milford, both in terms of financial support as well as proactive support. For example, again, back to the ships, is the art project's a good one. The Parks and Rec is helping us in both the locations of putting them and then maintaining them going forward. It's critical you partner with other organizations, and I'm just going to use the art project as sort of a microcosm of what we do elsewhere. On that art project, we have the Parks and Rec, as I mentioned, Miss Pillion Art League, our local art organization. They're providing the artists. The Milford High School is providing students to be mentored by the artists because we felt it was very important that this has an educational component to it, so they're there. And what we're doing is partnering each of the artists with one of the students, and the students then learn a real life skill like public art that can be a source of income and a profession in the future. So that's that partnership. Then we're partnering also with the Laughlins. They have given us the approval to use the Augusta as the model, and they're on our art. Joan Laughlin is on our art committee to making it going forward. So we have five different partners on that side. Then on the funding side, we are very fortunate to have the Delaware Division of the Arts help funding us. In the first phase, we had the Milford Lions Club help fund us, and in the second phase we're in right now, the Dogfish Head Brewery has helped fund us, and then we have put in, obviously, our own monies, and the City of Milford, with the, through the help of the Parks and Rec, is helping it on the maintenance and installation side. So if you don't have those type of partnerships that are collaborative and, more importantly, are proactive, not just putting your name on a letterhead or saying writing a letter of support, but are actually in the trenches with you doing things, then it's very hard to go forward. And we're very fortunate here that we have those sort of partnerships that make this work.
Now, my understanding is Downtown Milford Incorporated was, how long have you been in existence as an entity?
As an entity, but not as a Main Street program, but as an entity since 1995. It started quite a few years ago when the City of Milford made the recognition that the downtown was in fact dying, and they needed to do something about it, organized revitalization committee, and then in, I think it was 2003, there was a fire downtown that burned part of it, so they revitalized their efforts there, or renewed their efforts, and then finally we were accepted as a Main Street program in 2008. So we've only been around about 6 years as a Main Street program. But it's all, again, a recognition by the community that the downtown is something that they want to save, and not only save but thrive and add to the quality of life. Because, for example, one of the things that we do with the Bay Health and the major employers around here, it's important when recruiting new doctors and nurses that they have a quality of life, not just a good job in a good hospital, but what can the family and children do? And so we add to that tapestry of quality of life with having very proactive events in the downtown area. Now, the other things are very important, too, that we have no control or influence over, like the schools and security and things like that. But that's our contribution to the general quality of life of downtown Milford.
What have you seen as some of the major accomplishments of downtown Milford to date?
Well, I think it starts, probably the biggest, most noticeable one was we worked with the city and the United States Department of Agriculture and got grants for our streetscape, where we completely redesigned downtown, put in brick sidewalks instead of the cement sidewalks, put in lighting that was more appropriate back in the early 20th century. We put in planters for flowers, which we call a Milford and Bloom project that is ongoing, banners around town so people can see things, that the banners change. The city of Milford has some that change seasonally. We have ones that show our branding on that. So we physically have helped change the center of the town. In fact, the street that the focus on was North and South Walnut Street, which is the center. And just this year, in 2013, the American Planning Association recognized our street as one of the 10 great streets in the United States. And they select 10 per year. So we are very fortunate to have that recognition. And that's quite an honor to be considered one of the 10 great streets in the United States. Some of the other streets recognized, I understand this year were in Philadelphia and in Hawaii and in Las Vegas and other places. So to be in that company is quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, that's quite a kudo to downtown Milford. I'm intrigued with your mention of the U.S. Department of Agriculture and how they can be a resource for the kind of projects that you are engaged in. Could you speak to that? What is their interest in that?
Yes. In fact, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA, is very proactive in rural economic development. And the population of Milford is 9,559 people, so we definitely qualify on the rural side. And what their focus is on economic development in rural America. And what they did specifically, for example, all of our banners were funded by grants from the USDA, which was very helpful. Additionally, things like the USDA helps Delaware Economic Development Office with technical assistance grants. And what we've had there come down is various specialized consultants would come in and help us with a survey on occupancy in downtown. What buildings are empty? What buildings are full? What type of buildings are there? And you need to have that sort of basic information in order to know where you want to go. You can't know where you want to go unless you know what you have. And the grants from the USDA enabled us to do a building inventory survey. So now we see where we need to go forward. And that wouldn't have been possible without that sort of support. So they're very, very proactive and help us in a lot of different ways.
Well, I want to continue along these lines, but first remind our listeners that you're tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for Delaware State of the Arts. Our guest today is Lee Nelson, the Executive Director of Downtown Milford Incorporated. Lee, some incredible accomplishments and recognition for those accomplishments. What are some of the ongoing challenges that you face?
I think because the biggest one is volunteers, that because we are a volunteer-driven organization, I am the only paid staff, and yet we have a tremendous amount of activities going on. For example, last quarter, and this is the last reported quarter, October, November, and December, so it's not the most current one. But in that particular case, we had 1,191 volunteer hours. It came out to being a value of about $19,000 in terms of economic impact, valuing at $16 an hour. So because we're volunteer-driven and they can do a lot of things, it's a challenge to have people stay with us and work with us. We're very fortunate here that we have a very community-minded area. So we have volunteers, up to about 200 volunteers that help us. So that's always a challenge, is to keep people coming through in the management side. And of course, as with most nonprofits, and we are a 501c3 funding, and we spend a lot of our time trying to raise money and be profitable on the events that we do, get donations from individuals as well as families. We have business memberships, which we try and give them advantages like cooperative advertising that they may not be able to do without our participation, but we certainly wouldn't be able to do without their participation. So the funding side, the volunteer sides are the two biggest challenges.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier the Art on the Riverwalk tour and the ship project. Could you speak to some of the maybe the less obvious ways in which artists, local artists, are engaged in impacting the local economy and economic activity?
Well, less obvious ways, I think the great contribution is that they add to the quality of life, which is maybe something that's not too obvious. Some open businesses, like we have a new gallery, Gallery 37, that is here, and that's an ongoing business. We have the Angelucci Gallery, the Massapillion Art League, as well as then we have 8 art studios upstairs. So those are very much on the obvious side. But I think on the less obvious side is that all the public art contributions and all their activities really do contribute to the quality of life, that there, you don't have this in every small town. And for a town of our size, to have this sort of activity is quite unique. And that, I think that's been recognized, but not maybe – that's been appreciated and but maybe not recognized as much as one would hope. But I do think that that's their – one of their main contributions, diversity. We bring people in from all areas, and especially like this particular art project, the boat project, it's a public art project. So people who may not normally go into art galleries or visit artists, they have the opportunity to appreciate art on a daily basis.
Now, do you see Milford as evolving as a draw for artists who might be looking for a place to locate?
Well, we'd very much like that to happen. We want to be a draw for a number of different things. Our downtown business community has very much a niche approach in that they have high-quality, good products. They are not lines of the major stores. They're usually one or two other stores like theirs, or they're a single family-owned one. So that's on the business side, we want to do that. And on the art side, of course, we would like to very much like to have artists come here. We have affordable rents, and we have good access to major metropolitan areas such as Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, and New York City. And that's that is also something I would say to the economic development in general, is our location is good in that we are somewhere between the beaches and the major metropolitan areas, which is an attractive radius for potential artists as well as potential businesses.
Are there specific advantages to a community, that a town the size of Milford, being a Main Street or having a Main Street program? What advantages are there to a town with a Main Street program over those that don't have a Main Street program?
Very much you're connected to a network that is nationwide and has been going on for the last 50 years. So most of the problems that any of us face, those bridges have been crossed many times by other main streets in the United States of the same size. And there are main streets in Baltimore and Philadelphia and New York, so we have very big ones as well as very small ones. When I was in Georgia, my town there was 1,500, so we had a main street program there. So we don't have to have any particular size. But once you're two things. Once you're into the system, you have access to a real wealth of knowledge and experience. And secondly, the most important thing, another important thing is it's a structure that is in place. This wheel has been invented. How you run it, the committees, we have 4 committees, economic restructuring, organization, promotion, and design. You have to have those committees. You don't make up things on your own. And therefore, you're presented with a structure to work through and work with, which makes life so much simpler because you don't have to figure out how to make that wheel. It's been made for you.
Are there specific events that downtown Milford supports or is looking forward to coming up in the near future?
Yes. In fact, we're very proactive. We just recently had our St. Patrick's Day pub crawl that was a great success, and then we're going to be having shortly our signature event, which is the Ladybug, the Bug and Bud Festival, 11th annual Bug and Bud Festival, will be on April 26th, and it brings 8,000 to 10,000 people into town. It has 120 vendors, about 20 to 30 food vendors, so it's a big event for us. We do the holiday stroll at Christmas time to bring people down into town and shop and caroling and things like that. We do about 8 or 9 events per year, again, all with the purpose of bringing people into town to enjoy town and to encourage them to shop downtown. But the next ones coming up are those. The Abbott's Grill, our one of our wonderful restaurants here, on April 1st is going to be having a community day where 10% of all of their sales for lunch and dinner are donated DMI, which is very helpful. So April 1st, if you want to have great food and help DMI, please come on down. And then the Dogfish Head Brewery on April 16th is having a beer and benevolence night for us in recognition of the effort we're doing on the art project, where, again, 10% of the proceeds from their restaurant in Rehoboth will come back to Downtown Milford Incorporated, and that's very helpful, too. They've been very supportive of what we're doing. So, yes, those are some of the immediate ones that are coming up.
And I think I've failed to ask you about your website and how our listeners can learn more about Downtown Milford.
Yes, go to our website, which is downtownmilford.org, and easily done. And our then we also, of course, have the Facebook page, too. So you can go down to that one, and that is Downtown Milford, Inc. So Facebook page, website, downtownmilford.org. And both are very proactive.
Well, Lee, we have about 30 seconds left. Any closing comments for our listeners?
Well, I'm just very glad to have the opportunity to speak with you and say that the Delaware Division of the Arts has been very supportive of all the activities we do, not just here at the Downtown Milford Incorporated with our art project, but with the theater. They've been supportive with the Miss Pillion Art League. They're supportive, and it really does make a difference to what we can do when we have that type of support, both financially and just on the expertise side. We just couldn't do it without you.
Well, Lee, it's been a pleasure chatting with you this morning about Downtown Milford Incorporated and the great work that you're doing and that the Downtown Milford program is doing to really make Milford be a shining example of what a Main Street program can do and what the arts can do to help revitalize communities. Thank you so much.